The next patient is Victor Santiago. The last name is S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. Victor is the first name. The clinical case of a 72-year-old Hispanic male that is followed in the practice because the patient has a kidney transplant, deceased donor in the left lower quadrant that so far has been functioning very well. In the urinalysis system, we have a negative sediment. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The serum creatinine is 0.6. Excuse me, 0.78 with an estimated EFR of 62 mL per minute. The patient has been immunosuppressed with Myfortic, prednisone, and tacrolimus. The tacrolimus level has not been reported by the Highlands Hospital lab yet. We will get the results. Number two, he has a history of diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.8%. Following number, the patient has a tendency to develop hypotension. Today, the blood pressure is 80 over 50. Eight, and the patient is completely asymptomatic. He hasn't been taking the metoprolol 50 milligrams extended release for 3 days. The pulse is under control. The patient is anticoagulated. Period. The advice is to get an appointment with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. His cardiologist, in order to adjust the medication and for him to reevaluate this blood pressure. This patient has a diagnosis of a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. But the patient, as I said, is asymptomatic. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that is followed by cardio. He has some tricuspid regurgitation that is minimal. Period. He has not been forgetful. The body weight has remained 159. There is no variation in the body weight. We are going to reevaluate the case. In 4 months with laboratory workup, we spend 10 minutes of the time reevaluating the laboratory workup and comparing with the prior ones. We spend 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 5 minutes in the documentation.